patient name Barbara Williams, B-O-B-B-R-A, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, date of birth 6-2-1941, date of procedure August 1, 2024, physician performing Bob Mohan, MD, referring doctor Kylie Secoy, K-Y-L-I-E-S-E-C-O-Y, I repeat, K-Y-L-I-E-S-E-C-O-Y, indication dyspepsia, hematochezia, diarrhea, history of colon polyps, procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy with gold probe treatment, biopsy and snare polypectomy. Description of procedure, please enter the standard description for double procedure. Findings, upper endoscopy, 0 and 40 centimeters, regular, esophagus normal, stomach. In the antrum, erythematous appearance of the mucosa was noted. The mucosa was highly prominent. It had an appearance of nodule slash mass. However, on detailed examination, this could just be a hypertrophied mucosa. Biopsies were taken for histological assessment. Biopsies were taken from body for Helicobacter pylori. Duodenum normal. Biopsies taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam. Withdrawal time 11 minutes. Boston bowel preparation score 3 for ascending colon, 3 for transverse colon, 3 for descending colon. Angioectasias, at least 4 to 5 in numbers, were noted in the cecum. A couple of them were big. These were treated with gold probe and placement of one clip. Cecum polyp, half centimeter sessile, removed by cold biopsy forceps. Hepatic flexure polyp, 1 centimeter sessile, removed by cold snare. Right and left colon biopsies taken for microscopic colitis. Retroflex exam was normal. Impression, possible antral mass, cecum and ascending colon angioectasias, in brackets non-bleeding, comma, treated. Cecum colon polyp, hepatic flexure polyp. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss procedure results and biopsy results. Recommend upper endoscopic ultrasound exam at Orlando Health Care Team for further evaluation of stomach antral mass. If patient's hematochezia continues to be a clinical symptom, recommend repeat colonoscopy with treatment for angioectasias. Await biopsy results. End of dictation.